If Newfoundlanders weren't so damn friendly, we'd have been on time for our Jigs dinner. Terra Nova National Park is situated in eastern Newfoundland, 399 square kilometers of rugged rock, trees and wetland, wrapped around idyllic fingers of Bonavista Bay. It was early October. Terra Nova was still open for business, but quiet, so we had our choice of primo campsites. As we checked in, I grabbed a bag of firewood. It was going to be a cold night, with frost expected. The host stopped me, "No sense you paying for wood. The folks in Site 17 just bought a big load. Just go over and join them when the fire starts," and so we did. And that's how we met Berkey and Bev. Even before we reached their roaring fire, Berkey spotted us timidly approaching from the shadows, and without a word, pulled out spare chairs and began pouring drinks. It was Thursday before Thanksgiving. The Berks were setting up camp, preparing for the arrival of friends and family, and prepping for the big occasion, Sunday's Jigs dinner. After a fun evening of chatter, interspersed with a few tunes from my ever-present ukulele, we rose to bid adieu. "You'll come for dinner Sunday?" asked Barb. I did some quick calculating. We had 7 days left on the rock but had yet to visit St. John's. Plus there was the Irish Loop and Bonavista Peninsula to explore, and a 1,000 kilometers drive to the ferry we'd booked a week hence in Port Aux Basques. "Almost impossible." "Sure," I said spontaneously. 5 days later, after an incredible stretch of St. John's and the Irish Loop fun, we awoke to a gorgeous morning in a campground near Trinity, on Bonavista Peninsula. We were still hours away from Terra Nova, and Berkey and Bev's feast. When we reached Trinity, I drove straight through town, bound for the always scenic view from the local pier. Preoccupied by the brightly painted clapboard homes, 19th-century church spires and scenic fishing stages, houses hanging over the water used for cleaning cod, I failed to observe that the roadway was becoming dangerously narrow. We ended up trapped on the town boat ramp, pointed precariously seaward. There was no way to turn the motorhome around. My wife Florence was starting in on my, justly deserved, beratement when a boat pulled up to the wharf. "What are you after doing down there, B?" asked the operator with an amused look. With his guidance, I was able to slowly reverse position and get the RV pointed away from the slippery slope and safely back toward land. I offered my thanks. "No trouble," said he, bobbing in his boat. "I'm taking friends out for a tour of Trinity Bay this morning. Would you and your lovely wife like to join us?" I did some more calculating. It was a 2-hour drive back to Terra Nova. Jig's dinner was at 3 p.m. "We'd need to be back to shore by 1 p.m., I said. "No worries," he replied, "I'll have you at the dock by noon latest." It was a fantastic outing. Skipper Bob and his partner Bonnie run www.trinityecotours.com. The tourist season was almost over and the day's trip was just for fun. Although the usual fare is over $100 per person, they refused to take our money. We followed the rugged coastline, where the remains of the ancient Appalachian Mountains slip into the sea. In Trinity Bay, while a whale spouted to starboard, we came alongside a fisherman hauling up net and cleaning cod. He offered us a bag overflowing with fillets and, with the wave of a hand, made it clear he wouldn't accept payment. As we motored into a protected, hidden bay, the remains of a long-abandoned village came into view. Bonnie explained, "This place is known as Ireland's Eye. On the other side of the island is a spot called Black Duck Cove. That's where my dad lived until he was 11 years old. In the mid-50s, the government began a resettlement program to get people who lived on remote islands to move to the mainland where there would be better access to services like hospitals and schools. In some respects, it was forced relocation. Many people, rather than abandon their homes, floated their lodgings to new seaside communities. The old place on Ireland's Eye was left behind, but my grandfather floated a house from Pope's Harbour to New Bonaventure in August 1965. It was a saltbox style, with the porch and bathroom added later. Life was hard on the rock 50 years ago. Time flies when you're playing on the ocean. It was after 2 p.m. when Bob idled the boat back into the marina. We bid a hasty thank you and adieu and raced for Terra Nova. When we arrived at the campground, it was getting dark. All sites were vacant save one. Bev and Berkey were just breaking camp, headed home. "We are so sorry," I apologized. "No problem," said Bev. You said you were coming for scoff, so I knew you'd be here. I did up a couple of plates. They're still warm. A traditional Newfoundland jigs dinner consists of turkey, dressing, gravy, bread pudding, carrots, turnip, cabbage, mashed potatoes, peas pudding, figgy duff, and boiled salt beef. For dessert, Barb likes to do blueberry crumble and partridge berry cake topped with hot vanilla sauce. Simple, really, and easy to whip up, especially from the cramped confines of your trailer, in a campground, in the cold. Each platter held enough food for three jigs dinners. Berkey laughed and told us that a Newfoundlander's idea of fine dining is a full plate. I offered him two fresh cod fillets and, although it was a little like carrying coals to Newcastle, he graciously accepted. Florence and I were the only campers in Terra Nova that night. As they drove away, Berkey said, "No sense you buying firewood, there's plenty left." Bev waved goodbye and they rolled out of our lives. I looked at the overflowing feast, loosed my belt and dug in. Jerry Feehan is a national award-winning travel writer and photographer. He lives in Kimberley. See more at jerryfeehan.ca.